This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces in Myanmar Saturday once again used force to disperse anti-coup protesters a day after the UN Special Envoy urged the Security Council to take action to quell junta violence that this week left about 50 peaceful demonstrators dead and scores injured. Fresh protests were reported Saturday morning in the country's largest city, Yangon, where stun grenades and tear gas were used against protesters. On Wednesday, 18 people were reportedly killed there. In one part of the city where anti-coup protesters held a standoff with security forces, a video from the scene showed the demonstration and demonstrators using fire extinguishers to cover their movements whenever they reiterated and retreated from their positions as the security forces tried to advance. Pope Francis, and Iraq's top Shiite cleric, delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence Saturday, urging Muslims in the war-weary Arab nation to embrace Iraq's long-beleaguered Christian minority. The Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians and that Christians live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican said Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted. President Joe Biden in the U.S. on Friday signaled support to replace decades-old authorizations for the use of military force in the Middle East, a little more than a week after he relied on the authorizations to carry out a retaliatory airstrike in eastern Syria. The Biden administration announced its position after bipartisan bill was introduced earlier in the week that would repeal the 1991 and 2002 authorizations. This is VOA News.